AI News by Conjero.
Adenoe here. Quick roundup. Six stories today. First up, Opendoor pulled teams out of India and is pushing operational work back stateside while partnering with smaller AI native shops. Their move tests a thesis. AI can compress the cost advantage that long favored offshore outsourcing.
That shift isn't just cost arithmetic. Smaller, fast feedback teams can close the loop on models and ops faster, improving product market fit. It also raises questions about job displacement, local hiring, and whether highly automated workflows will replace bulk offshore labor.
On development, AWS says frontier teams aren't treating AI as a mere coding assistant anymore. They're redesigning delivery around models and feedback loops, changing architecture and metrics for productivity. The reported gains, 4.5x or more, are already reshaping how engineers work.
Practically, that means tests look different. Evaluation harnesses, continuous model benchmarking, prompt and reward pipelines. Hiring priorities shift toward people who can design model-driven systems and build governance into the delivery process, not just matchmake code.
Oracle and OpenAI made a notable procurement move. Oracle Cloud customers can use eligible Oracle credits toward OpenAI frontier models and codecs inside OCI. That keeps access within existing commercial terms and makes enterprise adoption administratively simpler.
That move lowers friction for large customers who need predictable billing, compliance, and contractual recourse. It also establishes a template, clouds packaging frontier models as a first-party-ish service to preserve enterprise procurement flows.
Big financial news. Amazon lined up a $17.5 billion delayed draw term loan. For AI CapEx, that turns a single massive outlay into a staged draw, buying compute and hardware aligned to demand rather than all at once, changing procurement cadence and internal prioritization.
Staging liquidity is powerful, but it shifts risk to suppliers and contract terms. Vendors facing uncertain draw schedules may demand price protections or longer commitments, and Amazon's negotiating leverage could fluctuate as draws materialize.
On autonomy, robo-taxi programs are moving from pilots to commercial runs, and the hard problem now is certification. Demonstrating capability on a route isn't enough. Safety has to be engineered end-to-end and evidenced for regulators before scale.
That means system-level design, redundancy, formal verification where possible, clear ODDs, operational design domains, and human-machine interaction standards. Regulators will want traceable decision logs and reproducible safety cases, not demos.
Back to OpenAI, Sam Altman's internal note reportedly sets a 12-month path toward an IPO, and product disclosures are being shaped with that timeline in mind. The prospectus approach they choose will lock in narratives about revenue, safety, and governance.
An IPO timetable influences pricing, enterprise contracts, and disclosure discipline. Public market expectations push companies toward more predictable revenue models, tighter legal oversight, and clearer risk narratives, all of which affect model roadmaps.
Putting two threads together, Opendoor's reshoring and the rise of AI-native delivery teams accelerate a market for smaller, specialized vendors who can be embedded into product development rather than hired for scale labor arbitrage.
And when clouds like Oracle fold frontier models into existing procurement, enterprises can consume cutting-edge capabilities without rewriting purchasing rules. That reduces adoption friction and raises the bar for compliance and vendor accountability.
On the capital side, Amazon's delayed draw loan pushes infrastructure toward modular, just-in-time deployment. That favors vendors who can offer flexible leases or usage-based hardware and software models.
Meanwhile, robo-taxi certification requirements will make safety evidence a purchasing criterion. Buyers will prefer vendors who come with certifiable stacks and traceable engineering practices, not just capability demos.
Synthesis. These stories converge on a single theme. AI is compressing old economic models while adding new operational and governance complexity. Faster delivery and shifting capital rhythms accelerate adoption. But procurement, safety certification, and contract structures are becoming the real bottlenecks.
That's our roundup for today. Tune in tomorrow for what breaks next. The space is moving fast, and the operational questions are where the real battles will be won.
AI News by Conjero.